Okay, prayer. Progressive Vaishnavas. So this, and maybe some couple of more episodes here, is directed to and made for the members of the Facebook group Progressive Vaishnavas or Vaishnavis, whatever it was. I prefer to talk like this in my own way because, well, also not to hijack the group, and maybe in this case with a certain form of critique. But I mean, the devotees and this group, which I appreciate very much because it feels like a relief to actually be able to talk to others and see other devotees talking to each other. More for real, so to speak. I mean, I think there's a need for that today, for the devotees to really feel free and okay to express, to think for themselves. I mean, when I came to this moment, that's what you had to do. That was what it was about. That's why we ended up here with Prabhupada and Krishna. Because it took some guts to also dare to choose to live according to the convictions resulting from that thinking for yourself. And that's where many are now. And I mean, it's the same old story about something dynamic turning into an institution that then tends to stagnate, become subject to the usual old material world modes of nature, the greed and for the profits and the power and the this and that and politics and dogma, where the teachings become a matter of consensus vote by a group of people who, curiously enough, often tend to be the people who are in charge of, you know, sitting there holding the reins. Which of course happened there with Christianity, with the Bible, then which then basically was compiled selectively to consist of texts allegedly genuine that somehow or other, of course, served the purpose and objectives of that King Constantine. We're talking about that meeting in Nicaea in the 300 something AC. So anyway, that's not what we're going to talk about here. It's rather about, well, as I said, first how I appreciate this group, because I think that I'm convinced that it's really in line with both the teachings and desires of the Acharyas, that devotees mature in this way. Strong, independent thinkers who are not just sitting there in a yet another cult, but who can actually, you know, which really means that you get isolated from the rest of the world and have difficulties communicating with it, but are out there in the society among the people being Krishna conscious and being able to explain this, share this with as many people as possible, the fallen souls, as we call them, on this planet. So, well, that's kind of where I am at. If anyone, and this, what you're looking at now is part of that, of course. Although here I am turning to fellow devotees, not to teach, but really just reach out and share and all that, right? So, and yes, of course, also the critique of the organization. I mean, we shouldn't be surprised that such critique is both existing and that it also may be called for, because we're talking basically the same issues that always appear after a spiritual important leader left the planet. So, but there's just one thing, because I'm going to put myself, stay short here for this time. Lately, I've seen, and I don't know if it's more and more, but I hope not. Or they're a bit too big part of the content there in that group is, in my opinion, (clears throat) about talking about problems, not in the, which I think is a healthy way, a constructive way. Therefore, I call it critique, because critique is something you supposedly give that also contains suggestions, positive suggestions for how to improve the situation. And as I say, I think that's important, because we were, which is also typical for what can happen in well, I could say when spiritual organizations turn into religious organizations, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, that's part of progress, and therefore I think, as I said there somewhere, that Vaishnavism, real Vaishnavism, is progressive. I mean, look at Srila Bhaktivinoda, Lord Chaitanya, how much he broke from the these socially established rules and philosophies that the, that was really in the religious elite there in that society in India back then, and same with Bhaktivinoda, Bhaktisiddhanta, and Srila Prabhupada, who had a huge feat, task, because he had to also deal with not only India, but all the nations of the planet, really, and their cultural differences, and adapting to them, and being open-minded. And he did that beautifully, because he over and over again said that, you know, I'm not here to convert people to Hinduism, I'm just here to make everyone happy by helping them realize we're all parts, we're all God's children, and we are serving, praying to the same God. I mean, if you think about it, it's very, very important, because these acharyas, Bhaktivinoda, and again going back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sikhu Swamis and up to Srila Prabhupada, used, first of all, very progressive means. They broke with tradition when it was standing in the way of the actual purpose of simply being Krishna conscious and serve Krishna together. So yeah, progressive Vaishnavism. But again, when critique turns into criticism, which turns into kind of slur, a kind of, which then can become habitual, throwing of mud, mudslinging. Oh, look at them. Oh, and giving them bad names. And then slinging mud. And then it becomes a kind of a battlefield situation there, where someone may try to use a group or agitate a group of people against another specific group of people. In this case, groups of devotees. And I think we have seen enough of that. Devotees fighting over just about anything and then grouping up. I mean, it's childish, it's sandboxish, right? So these are my hopes, that groups such as Vaishnava, the progressive Vaishnavism, and I think there should be more of those, they can avoid that. Help us. We can help each other to raise above such petty mentality and such Kali Yuga mentality. Come on, that's the first thing we learn, basically, that this is the age of quarrel. And we might think that, oh, I'm not initiated by a bona fide spiritual master. I'm transcendental and I'm above the qualities of Kali and the modes of nature and all that junk. Well, I guess we learn by now that it isn't really that easy. That's a hajja. Well, then we have this calling names. Oh, they're sahajas. Oh, they're smartas. And then, I must mention that series articles here because I thought this is interesting. I of course know what smartas are. As Prabhupada described them, but I wasn't really sure of in which way they are, those people with that mentality, so to speak, or with that kind of attitude is a disturbance, or can be seen as a disturbance in the Krishna conscious society. So I was interesting, but I don't know if I just read it a little sloppy, the series of articles, because this internet forum is not the most structured, the Facebook forum. So pardon me in that case, but it felt more as if it started with bashing a group of people who wasn't even defined. I got enough people asking, I got some vague idea, oh, it's a problem in India, and I just wanted to know more. But then the imagery got weird, and I just had to say something. Also, I thought it started to get weird, likening devotees to zombies and having stupid pictures from horror movies posted there. So I just thought, this is, first of all, it's not really Vaishnava culture, this, is it? It's in itself getting a bit tamasic. I would have, in order not to stay true to my own lofty intentions of giving critique and not criticism, by also giving positive suggestions, which I really want to do, I think it's good to bring up these kind of things, but do it in a more informative way, not of how bad some other people are, but what's wrong with that certain idea, or and how that certain culture, or whatever you want to call it, of smarta is, may have crept into the Krishna conscious society, and little examples of it, without again throwing the mud cakes on specific individuals. Now, I think we should, of course, even be allowed to criticize, critique certain individuals, but then it should all be done constructively and creative and politely and with respect, because I really think that this is why groups such as Progressive Vaishnavism are needed, that devotees can learn to respect each other and dare to gradually trust each other, not another fraction, another camp that fights some other camps. So that's all I wanted to say. I would really, there are rules there already how the conduct should be in that group. And I think this should be one of the most important rules, if I may say so. So therefore I say it here, because now you're in my home and here I can say whatever I want.